Okay, today is World Lupus Day, but what exactly is lupus and how does it affect us? Emma O'Farrelly from the Community is a support group joins us on the line this morning to tell us more. Happy World Lupus Day. Emma, how are you?
I'm great, Mick. Thanks a million.
Good, good. Can you tell me some? I've never heard of lupus before. Can you just explain to me what exactly is lupus?
Okay, lupus is an autoimmune disease. It affects mainly women, but it does affect men as well. People are generally diagnosed between the ages of roughly between about 15 and 40 years of age. So 90% of lupus patients are women, and there definitely is men out there as well. Basically, in a nutshell, your immune system fights your body.
Right.
So in a lot of cases, your immune system attacks the healthy tissue in your skin, such as your joints and your muscles. And then that's called discoid lupus. And then there's another form of lupus called systemic lupus, which affects your organs. So it affects, it can affect your kidneys, your lungs, your heart, and in some cases, your brain as well.
Is it similar to arthritis in that regard, where it attacks the joints?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the symptoms would be similar, especially for the discoid lupus. So the majority of us with lupus would have severe joint pain, chronic fatigue. But then the more serious cases would be then when, for example, even myself, I have lupus nephritis, which is a disease of the kidney. So in my case, lupus thought that my kidneys were one big infection. So my immune system completely tried to more or less get rid of my kidneys and just completely shut them down. So
wow. And Emma, how does that affect you in your day-to-day life?
Well, say, for example, now the last 3 or 4 weeks, I have a chest infection that I just can't get rid of. But generally, people with lupus, their day works backwards. So you would wake up in the morning completely shattered, in a lot of pain, you know, all your joints would be completely seized up. You'd be very cold all the time. You know, sometimes it's actually hard to even physically get up out of bed and even walk as close as the bathroom. And then as the day progresses, you might start easing up a bit. That's if you don't have to go to work or if you're not doing any strenuous activity throughout the day. You know, people that can't work, even little things like hoovering the house or doing some ironing, they might have to go to bed for a couple of hours afterwards. And then once nighttime comes, because one of the main medicines for lupus would be high dosage of steroids. So people with lupus then come around 10 or 11 at night, your body is completely wide awake. You know, you can't sleep. Insomnia is another side effect of lupus as well. So it affects most people in the same ways in relation to joints and chronic fatigue. And then people with any kind of organ involvement as well obviously have the more serious side effects to that also.
Now, it sounds like with the fatigue and stuff like that, is it very difficult to get a diagnosis of lupus, or is there a test for it?
There is no standard test for lupus. So there is 11 signs of lupus, you know, chronic fatigue, puffiness. We have this, what we call the butterfly rash. So people with lupus will have the shape of a butterfly as a rash on their face. So kind of the long part of a butterfly would be your nose, and it goes over your cheeks then as well.
That's crazy.
The joint pain, you know, the swelling. There is 11 signs, but there's also very, very intricate blood workings to be done as well with lupus. The majority of people that have lupus would have a lot of similar symptoms to the likes of arthritis and other diseases as well. So it is so, so hard to get a diagnosis of lupus. Most of us have either had lupus for a long time.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I'd say it's depressing, trying to get a diagnosis, maybe.
I mean, you're kind of passed from pillar to post. Lupus is a very, a lot of people might think they have lupus as well, but it is a very intricate diagnosis. Even in my own case, I know, looking back, I had lupus from the time I was about 17, and I wasn't actually diagnosed till I was 23. And it literally took my kidneys going into complete failure to actually get that diagnosis in the end. A lot of people then with lupus, it can be very well contained through anti-inflammatories and a steroid-based medication. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there that can live very, very normal lives with lupus. And then once you go into the organ involvement, it is actually, a lot of people are treated with a chemotherapy drug. And there is another drug as well called Celcept, which is an anti-rejection drug for transplant patients. So a lot of people with lung, kidney and heart involvement would actually be treated with those medications.
Now, Emma, does it run in families or do we understand how it begins or how you can contact it?
There is a lot of research going on at the moment, and we are working very closely with a panel of researchers in Trinity College, Lupus Group Ireland, are at the moment. They are trying to find out, is it hereditary? Is there some genetic link? It was thought previously that there was no genetic links to it. In my own case, my mum was diagnosed with lupus in 1994, and I was diagnosed in 2008. So there definitely is a link there in my own family. Mm. And the more, like, when the group set up, and we're getting an awful lot more people contacting us now as well, there does seem to be a case where there is family history. And whether that be sisters, you know, mother and daughters, whether that be, you know, fathers and daughters, or indeed a lot of arthritis history in the family as well. There is serious links to fibromyalgia and Raynaud's
as
well.
Yeah, I was thinking that, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of our members of Lupus Group Ireland and in the support groups would actually suffer with multiple diseases, not just lupus. So fibromyalgia and Raynaud's is another very, very common complication along with lupus as well.
Now, you mentioned the medications. Can you get them on the medical card, or is there support, or what way can people afford to get these? I'm sure they're expensive medications.
They are, you know, and as well with lupus as well, I mean, you could be fine for 3 or 4 months, and then you could have what we call a flare. So lupus can be in remission for any amount of time, and you might go through a flare then as well. And like I was saying to you, with people that are on the chemotherapy-based drugs, obviously would be very susceptible to picking up infections, little small infections, you know, chest infections, flus, pneumonias, that kind of thing. So there is a severe cost with going back and forward to GPs, you know, because you're going to your GP all the time, and then you also have to go to your consultants. Rheumatologists will be the main consultants that would look after lupus, because it is an autoimmune disease. But obviously there is the drugs payment scheme out there where people, you know, you are capped at I think it's €120 a month. Yeah. But to try and get a medical card on lupus is nearly next to impossible. I mean, there is people out there that literally, they can't even get up out of the house in the day, let alone, you know, hold down a job.
It's pretty depressing. It can be pretty depressing, Emma, for people who suffer from it. It can be vital. You can feel quite lonely and you know, exposed.
That's the thing you see, Mick. It feels completely lonely. And I think the fact that there is wonderful charities out there at the moment for all the bigger diseases, and there is a lot of awareness out there for the more common ailments that people suffer from, there is so little unknown about lupus. When I was diagnosed in 2008, I was lucky because I knew a little bit about lupus. I knew it actually existed because my mum had lupus, but most people out there, they have no idea. Do you know, when a doctor sits somebody down and says, you have lupus, the first thing people ask is, what is lupus? I've actually never heard of it before. So there's literally nothing out there, or there was nothing out there up until last year. So
to your group. Tell us a bit, Emma, it's today's your day, it's World Lupus Day. What's planned for today?
The plan for today literally is we have a campaign going on at the moment. It's a Be Aware campaign. So we have a lot of businesses on board. So I know Mara's Pharmacy in the city centre have very, very kindly agreed to do an awareness day for us. So all our charity boxes are around all Mara's Pharmacies in the city centre today. It's basically all about, you know, we're Lupus Day. It's about getting on the likes of your show. And thanks a million for asking us to come on today. It's literally to create awareness. We have T-shirts, we have pens, we have wristbands where we are selling at the moment. We're also running an event tomorrow in the Ashling Hotel. It's the very first of its kind event. It's an information day. We have 4 top consultants that deal with lupus on a daily basis from 4 different hospitals around Dublin. And they're coming tomorrow. It's in the Ashling Hotel from 2 until 5 p.m.
That's near Houston Station, isn't it? That's near
exactly.
Houston. Yeah. So you just jump off the train.
It's just at the Lewis stop.
Yeah,
exactly. It's the Lewis stop there at Houston Station. So We have four of the top lupus consultants in Ireland there tomorrow. The four of them are giving a presentation, and the four of them have different areas of interest in relation to lupus. We have two rheumatologists, we have a researcher, we have a kidney specialist, and we have a high-risk pregnancy doctor as well there tomorrow.
Okay.
So the four of them are doing presentations. It's €10 in, and it's literally open to everybody. So anybody out there that has lupus, you know, that doesn't know about Lupus Group Ireland, or has a family member, or thinks that they may have lupus, or have
to try
and get a diagnosis for a long time, you know.
Yeah.
We also have information for fibromyalgia and Raynaud's as well on
Great
the day
stuff.
Tomorrow. So I just encourage anybody, because it is a very, very lonely place out there for anybody
absolutely.
Suffering with lupus.
Right.
And we have a big, wonderful community at the moment, lupusgroupireland.com, and we have a Facebook and Twitter pages as well. So I'd encourage anybody to get online and search for us.
So it's lupusgroupireland.com, and you're on Facebook as well. That's where I found you myself.
We're on Facebook. We have a website. We're on Facebook, and we have a Twitter page as well. So,
okay, so
any businesses that want to get on board with us as well on the Twitter page,
okay.
We are retweeting any business that wants. I think we have about 1,200 followers now this stage, so any businesses that want to get on board with us, just send us a tweet today and we will retweet your business today as well.
Okay, so if anybody's listening and they don't actually think they have lupus, but they feel they might they may have some of the symptoms, even go along and speak to somebody, and it might put your mind at rest.
Absolutely, absolutely. And even on our website, there is all the symptoms of lupus is there, and there is a little bit about lupus. So if people just think that they may be suffering from something, or even fibromyalgia or Raynaud's, or they're just lonely and they're fighting for a diagnosis for a number of years, get onto the website and have a read up on it. But there is a wonderful community full of support there just waiting for people.
Great stuff. Emma Farrelly from Lupus Group Ireland, have a happy Lupus Day. Thank you very much for talking to us.
A million, Mitch.
Good luck to you. Have a good weekend. Bye.